Hello everyone, my name is Vijay Rodrigues and I am a part of SQL Server team in Microsoft. Today I am going to present basics of SQL Server Broker. Service Broker is a feature in SQL Server 2005, SQL Server 2008 and SQL Server 2008 R2. This presentation is only intended to be a starting point for Service Broker. In this presentation, I will talk about what is SQL Service Broker and its basics, when Service Broker was introduced, and troubleshooting Service Broker. At the end, I'll show you a demo of how Service Broker works. Introduction. Service Broker was introduced in SQL Server 2005. Service Broker is a feature in SQL Server 2005, 2008 and 2008 R2. With Service Broker, internal or external processes can send and receive guaranteed asynchronous messages by using extensions to transact SQL, data manipulation language, commonly called DML. Messages can be sent to a queue in the same database as the sender, or messages can be sent to another database in the same SQL Server instance or to another SQL Server instance, either on the same server or on a remote server. When SQL Server 2008 was released, it released a tool for Service Broker called ssbdiagnose.exe, which is a diagnostic tool for Service Broker. We will be briefly covering this tool in a later slide. The next version of SQL Server, namely SQL Server 2008 R2, does not have any major enhancements for Service Broker. Service Broker, what is it? This slide mentions the Books Online definition for Service Broker. This definition is important, so as to understand what is Service Broker. That is, Service Broker is a part of the database engine that provides a message-based communication platform that enables independent application components to perform as a functioning whole. Service Broker includes infrastructure for asynchronous programming that can be used for applications within a single database or a single instance, as well as for distributed applications. Service Broker reduces application development time by providing much of the infrastructure that is necessary to build a distributed application. To better understand Service Broker, familiarity with the key concepts of queues, dialogues, conversation groups, and activation is helpful. These are briefly discussed in this section. The diagram shows the message flow of Service Broker. All messages sent by Service Broker are a part of a conversation. A Service Broker dialog is a conversation between two services. A dialog is a reliable, persistent, bidirectional stream of messages between two services. A dialog conversation has two participants. The initiator starts the conversation. The target accepts a conversation begun by the initiator. Whether a participant starts the conversation determines the messages that the participant can send as specified in the contract for the conversation. Messages can be exchanged between applications during the lifetime of the dialogue. Service Broker does not consider it to be an error for a remote service to become unreachable. When a remote service is unreachable, Service Broker holds messages for that service until the service becomes reachable or the dialogue lifetime expires. Please go through this slide and also through the information mentioned in more information section later so as to get more details on Service Broker concepts. We will now briefly demo Service Broker. This demo script will create one database and only requires one SQL Server instance. Since this presentation is only meant as a starting point for Service Broker, we will not be covering certificates. I have the demo script ready in SQL Server Management Studio. I'm using SQL Server 2008 R2 for this purpose, the RTM version, that's 10.50.1600. This is the view we were talking about in the slide to check if broker is enabled for databases. So basically checking the is underscore broker underscore enabled from sys.databases. For this demo, I'll create a test database called SSB underscore database. If I run a select through the SQL Server service broker related DMVs, you will see they will at this point return either no rows or system defined rows. I'll use the next set to create a message, a queue, and a contract between the initiator and the target, and to create services. For this demo, I'll be using default options. Two places from where routes can be obtained are sys.routes or msdb.sys.routes, depending on the originator and the destination, the initiator and the target. So I run this query to know the service broker GUID, that's the unique identifier for my database that I've just created, SSP underscore database. I select this and paste it in my demo script because this will help me create my route. In this case, this is a local route because I'm using a single database for this demo. I'll create a temporary table along with a stored procedure to basically receive a conversation. I'll alter the queue so as to activate it. At this point, we can run other diagnostics like perfmon or DMVs. Okay, for this, I will select service broker. Through profiler, I'll select show all events, show all columns. I'll just go to the two very specific events for service broker that are in security audit. That's the audit broker conversation and the audit broker login. Besides that, the broker category. Now I'll run my script to send a hi, a small message, a test message. And what I would expect is the stored procedure should run and capture the output into a temporary table. So once I run this, if I do a select, I should see a hi. And here I can see all the conversations or all the scripts run by broker. Please feel free to explore this demo in more detail. Okay, we will check on troubleshooting suggestions. This is one of two slides for the administration and management of Service Broker until SQL Server 2008 R2, there is no user interface to manage Service Broker items. Service Broker components are all created and edited using T-SQL. The basics of troubleshooting Service Broker involve the mentioned steps in the slide. The mentioned steps should help get a direction on any Service Broker issue that we are trying to troubleshoot. Detailed investigation can then continue based on this direction. Three steps. First, check on basics. Second, consider using ssbdiagnose.exe. Third, use SQL profiler events. Now, we'll cover these steps in more detail. First, check on basics. This involves checking SQL Server error logs for Service Broker messages, checking system and application event logs for messages, checking the transmission underscore status column in sys.transmission underscore queue for any error messages, checking the size of sys.conversation underscore endpoints, checking if Service Broker is activated for the database, that is, checking the is underscore broker underscore enabled column in sys.databases. Second step involves using ssbdiagnose.exe, which for a default installation is located in c:\microsoft-sql-server/100/tools/bin/ssbdiagnose.exe. This tool was released in SQL Server 2008, however, can be executed against SQL 2005 databases too. But you must have SQL 2008 installed somewhere on the network so as to run the utility. We should be using ssbdiagnose.exe especially for configuration issues whenever we have the opportunity. For more information about this utility, please refer the mentioned MSDN site. Third step involves running profiler on message sending and on the message receiving instances. Try to reproduce the error when capturing profiler traces. Running a profiler trace on the initiator and target with the Service Broker events, query notification events, errors and warnings, stored procedure events, security audit events, especially audit broker conversations and audit broker logins. These security audit events are very important to get. In addition, versions of SQL Server starting from SQL Server 2005 have dynamic management views, commonly called DMVs, that allow to view information about Service Broker. More information about DMVs is available on MSDN website and is outside the scope of this discussion. Some Service Broker related DMVs or dynamic management views are sys.dm_broker_activated_tas, sys.dm_broker_connections, sys.dm_broker_forwarded_messages, sys.dm_broker_queue_monitors. In addition, Windows Performance Monitor, also called PerfMon, has broker event objects that help monitoring Service Broker. These are located in PerfMon under the instance name and broker category. Please refer the above links for more information on Service Broker. We hope this presentation helps you start off with Service Broker. Thank you.